Shalom and welcome to Tehillim Yomi. Today we learn Psalm 104. This psalm is special to me because it is the one that introduced me to the beauty and complexity of Tehillim. I took a course in Yeshiva University in Tehillim with Dr. Mordechai Cohn, which opened my eyes to literary analysis, to appreciating the poetry in Torah, and to learning Tehillim, not just reading it. I remember learning that the psalm is an ode to creation, as it gives a poetic perspective on the process of God's creation of the world. Ibn Ezra notes that the psalm tells the story of creation, beginning with light, and afterwards heaven and earth, then grass, lights, fish at the sea, creatures in the land, man, and the blessing that the soul blesses. Amos Chacham divides the psalm into seven sections, perhaps signaling the connection to Bereshit, 7 days. Baruchi nafshi et Adonai, Adonai elohai gadalta ma'od, hod vadar labashta. Oter or kasalma anoteh shamayim kairiya, hamekare mai b'mayim aliyotav hasamavim ruchuvo hamaleich hakafim ruach. Bless the Lord my soul. O Lord my God, you are very great. You are clothed with glory and majesty. Who covers himself with light as with a garment, who stretches out the heavens like a curtain, who lays the beams in his chambers and the waters, who makes the clouds his chariot, who walks upon the wings of the wind. Osem alachav ruchot mishartav esh lohet, who makes the winds his messengers, the flames of the fire his ministers. Yasad eretz al nechoneh baltimot olam va'ed, who laid the foundations of the earth that it should not move forever. Tehom kilvush kalvush kisito al harim yamdumai, you covered it with deep, as with a garment, the waters stood above the mountains. Instead of the creation story as the introduction to the word of God in the Torah, here it is used as a poem of praise by the psalmist, acknowledging God's grace in fashioning such a world for us. Thus, hod v'hadar lavashta, you are clothed in majesty and glory, which is an expansion of that good that God declared in each segment of creation, ki tov. Here the psalmist waxes poetic at the miraculous event, splendor, majesty, light covers like a dress, heavens adorning like a curtain, with the clouds as his chariot and the winds powered by the angels, fire pouring out from the celestial spheres. The imagery of God's world being described as clothing to adorn and makes the event a personal experience for God, rather than just one of the billion creations. Here, God dresses himself with our world. Note the similes we've grown to expect in the poetry, as the creation story is being painted in our minds with new colors off a metaphysical palette. The section ends with the depicting of the deep seas which cover the earth like a dress, and even the mountains being immersed in seawaters. Ibn Ezra notes that this is true, as we have seen even on the highest mountains, seawater. Modern day scientists have actually found the fossil of a fish at the top of the Himalayan mountains. All this points to a description of the earth being immersed at first in waters and then land emerging from within. A similar experience is presented after the flood. Min garatcha yinusun min kol ramcha yichafezun. At your rebuke they fled. At the voice of your thunder they hurried away. Yalu harim yirdu v'kaot el makom zayasat alahim. They went up the mountains, they flowed down the valleys to the place which you appointed for them. It's talking about the water. Gvul samta bal yavorun bal yishuvun l'chasot ha'aretz. But you've set a bound, a border, that they may not pass over, so they may not again cover the earth. Hamshalech mayanim banachalim ben harim yalechu neshku kol chayto sadai yisbu ufraim atzma'am alehem ofat shamayim yishkon miben afayim yitnu kol. He sends the springs into the valleys that flow between the mountains. They give drink to every beast of the field. The wild asses quench their thirst. Beside them dwell the birds in the sky. Among the branches they sing. Focusing on the seas, rivers, and waterways, the psalmist imagines God screaming at the seas on the mountaintops to flee, scattered down to the nether. As mountains rise up, valleys descend to their foundational place. Radak defines the border in verse 9, as the sand which surrounds the seas, preventing them from overflowing onto the land. And then God created springs which meandered through the mountains. Radak explains, this is a marvel of God to allow for fresh water to cultivate land and vegetation, something that would not have been possible with the salty seawater. They provided sustenance to all the beasts of the field, allowing for nature to evolve. משקה הרים על יותיו מפרי מעשיך תספה הארץ, מצמיח חציר לבהמה ועשב לעבודת האדם, להוציא לחם מן הארץ. He waters the mountains from his high abode. The earth is satisfied with the fruit of your works. He makes the grass grow for the cattle, the plants, the service of the man, that he may bring forth food from the earth. Food, actually bread. V'yayin yisamach levav enosh latzhil panim mishamen v'lechem levav enosh yisad. Wine gladdens the heart of man, and oil to make his face shine, and bread which strengthens man's heart. Yisbu'u atzei Adonai arzei levanon asher nata, asher sham tziporim yekanenu chasida b'roshim beita, harim agvoim yalayelim slaim machse l'shvanim. The trees of the Lord have their fill, the cedars of Lebanon, which he planted, where the birds make their nests, as for the stork, the cypress trees are her house. The high mountains are a refuge for the wild goats, and the rocks for the badgers. The waters provide for vegetation, which gives fruit to the animals. But God creates the natural order, the food chain, beginning with the earth itself, providing for each creature. The fruit is truly a miraculous entity, something humankind has taken for granted. Man simply goes to the tree, picks off his desires, sustaining himself and all creatures interminably. Even the grass, vegetation covering the ground, is food for the animals and other types of growths, wheat, providing man with the ability to bring forth bread from the earth. Wine gladdens the heart, while bread satiates. Each aspect of creation is planned. Trees provide shelter for the birds, high mountains for the goats, and rocks for the hyrax. The notion of God preparing a resting place for every last animal on earth is part of the idyllic picture of creation, all forethought, all planned out. Note the creation story here is not focused on man exclusively. Sure, it will dedicate a few verses to him, but it's part of the entire ecosystem created by God for all creations. In this psalm, animals are not created for the sake of man, but for their own purpose, with God providing for each creation what to eat, where to sleep. עשה ירח למועדים, שמש ידם ובואו, תשת חושך ולילה בו תרמוס קולת חייתו יער. He appointed the moon for seasons. The sun knows its setting time, you may make darkness, and it is night when all the beasts of the forest creep forth. הכפירים שואגים לטרף ולבקש מאל אוכלם. The young lions roar for their prey and seek their food from God. תזרח השמש יאספון ולמנותם ירבצון יצא אדם לפועלו ולעבודתו עד הערב. Sun rises, they gather themselves together and lie down in their dens. Man goes forth to work and to his labor until the evening. מרבו מעשיך אדוני, כולם בחוכמה עשית מלאה הארץ כנינך. O Lord, how manifold are your works. In wisdom you have made them all. The earth is full of your creatures. And then there is time. Creation of the moon, the seasons, the rising, the setting, the sun, all to give the world a sense of timeliness and timelessness. The stars give us the time of our lives. We count our months by the waxing and waning of the moon. The sun's position centers us and reminds us of seasons and years. And when the sun rises, man knows the time has come to go out to work until night falls and he returns home. Nature teaches man to rise, leave the home, go into the fields, find a way to cultivate, create a work ethic, labor, create, find meaning, evolve. Marabu Masech Adonai, how great are your works, O God. I can't count how many times I've recited this verse after witnessing another amazing part of the world. A land fashioned with such wisdom, the world encompassed with God's wonderful creatures. Interesting, at this moment, the psalmist chooses to turn to God directly, calling out to his marvels and brilliance. Perhaps this verse is part of the praise in that psalm, that God created man who has the capacity to turn back to God and praise him. That is not an experience found in any other creation. Man sees the world and is able to appreciate the gift, look heavenward, and praise him. That is the ultimate creation. Ze ayom gadol rechav yadayim, sham remes ve'im mispar chayot ktanot im gdolot, sham onuyot yalechun levyatan ze yasar to lesechek bo, kula melecha yisaberin latet ochlam b'yito. Titen lahem yulkotun tiftach yadcha disbaun tov, tastir panecha yibahelun, tosef rucham yigvaun ve'alafaram yeshuvun, So is this great and wide sea. Now he goes into the below the earth, talks about what's happening in the seas. There are innumerable creeping things, living things, small and great. There were the ships and the Leviathan. These wait all upon you that you may give them their food in due season. When you give to them, they gather it up. You open your hand, they are filled with good. When you hide your face, they're troubled. When you take away their breath, they die, they return to dust. When you send forth your breath, they are created, and you renew the face of the earth. What is said about the world above the land, how much more so with regard to the world below the sea? Any person who has spent time under the sea understands that it is an entirely different world with truly innumerable creatures, spectacular colors, and wild beasts. Man floats above it, but what lurks beneath it is otherworldly. Verse 27 is quite reminiscent of a verse we recite three times a day in the prayer known as Ashrei. All eyes wait upon you, and you give their food in due season. Kulam elecha yisaberun latet achlam biito. Sounds like enei kol elecha yisaberu, vatanoten lachem et achlam biito. It is the pinnacle of praise when you acknowledge that God provides not just for you and your family, but for all people, all creatures. The key is for all creatures to respond in kind with praise. But then comes the inverse. When God ceases even for a moment, the world is paralyzed, confounded. When they forget God, think of themselves as gods, they witness the power of his wrath, they expire, their dust returning to the earth. But in verse 30, the simple reading of the verse is referring to resurrection, as even those whom God put to death will be renewed once again. Malbim, however, refuses to go down that path and assumes it refers to the next generation, which will, upon being born, will renew and repopulate the world. The final verses of Baruch Inafshi, Yichvod Adonai Olam Yismach Adonai Ma'asav, may the glory of the Lord endure forever. May the Lord rejoice in his works. Hamabit la'aretz v'tirad yigabarim v'yashanu. He looks on the earth and it trembles. He touches the mountains and they smoke. Ashir al Adonai v'chayai, azar mal Elohai be'odi, yarav alav sichi, anochi esmach b'Adonai. Let me sing to the Lord as long as I live. Let me sing to my God while I have my being. My meditation of him shall be sweet. I will rejoice in the Lord. Yitamu chata'im min ha'aretz r'sha'im odenam baruchi nafshi et Adonai hallelujah. Let the sinners be consumed from the earth and let the wicked be no more. Blessed Lord, O my soul, hallelujah. All this naturally engages our souls to sing out to God, praise God all our days, and let our conversations and meditations continue to be pleasant and joyous. Ultimately, the Talmud, Bruria, the wife of Rav Meir, explains, on the final verse, we pray for the extinction of sins, not sinners, evil actions, not evil people. And that will lead to the ultimate blessing of one's soul to God. The entire psalm is recited 11 months a year on every Rosh Chodesh, festival of the new moon, excepting Rosh Hashanah. The beginning of the new month represents the hearkening back to creation of the world, and thus it is appropriate to engage in this song as a means for us to turn back to God in praise for the world created, nature which sustains, human beings to which it is bequeathed and entrusted to guard and protect, and to find a way for their souls to always seek a way to bless God in this world and forever.